you have this fondness for obscure places and obscure bands and obscure towns like Boise.
Yeah, this band certainly qualifies as all of the above, although they have been on Warner Brothers Records for a while now, so the world knows a little bit about them, but we knew about them first here in Salt Lake. Built to Spill, one of my longtime favorites. Doug March is a guitar god of the indie rock world. He actually came through and played at Mayfest at the University of Utah way back in the 80s when he was in a band called the Tree People. And just a few years later, it evolved into Built to Spill, a three-piece. When you listen to Built to Spill, you know where Modest Mouse stole all their moves from, basically. And now Built to Spill is on the road. They're getting ready to record a new album this fall that'll come out next year. So they're out getting their chops up, and they're playing a bunch of their great old stuff on this tour. So I'm super excited about it.
You were right when you said all we are.
Playing at the Urban Lounge tonight, and that's only the beginning of a big, crazy week of music around here.
You've got a whole list.
A big list. Tonight and Saturday, I know there's Doors fans out there. I know that for a fact. Ray Manzarek, the keyboard player, he's playing in a group called the Manzarek Rogers Band with a fellow named Roy Rogers, who's an amazing slide guitar player, plays in a band called the Delta Rhythm Kings. They're doing two nights at the Egyptian Theater, Friday and Saturday. Friday night, also, we have Steel Pulse, legendary reggae band. They're playing at the Depot. That'll be a big show. Ricky Lee Jones on Saturday at Deer Valley. Huey Lewis in the News, of all people, at Red Butte Garden on Sunday, bringing all of those 80s hits back to life. And then next week, Bonnie Raitt and Mavis Staples, two Rock and Roll Hall of Fame artists, together at Red Butte, Tuesday and Wednesday. And Jane's Addiction, another one of my old favorites, Tuesday night out of the Solitaire. It's just a crazy week.
It's like looking at a buffet. You can't choose.
It's impossible to choose. And every summer I think, wow, we had an amazing summer, and this summer just seems to be better than we've ever had.